Shalom, and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. This is Billy Brim coming to you today from out on Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks at Branson, Missouri. I've been wanting to talk to you as close to live as is possible about what in this world is going on, or we could say, what is going on in this world. So for the next few days, I'll do just that. But right here at the first, let me invite you to watch our webcast, which is being streamed continually and updated every Friday. We started Friday, July 7, and it put us online with a running record of the current hostilities in the Middle East and in the world. Every webcast is archived, so you can log on and watch as we've watched. We call the webcast, in fact, Watching This Week in the Light of Bible Prophecy. Just log on at our web address, billybrim.org. That's one word with no spaces, all lowercase, billybrim.org, or for that matter, .com will work too. We have really been watching things up close, because in June we were in Israel. We took our first all-youth tour to Israel, and they were great. The kids were wonderful. You can see them on the webcast. And while we were there, the media was filled with news of the fact that the Hamas in Gaza were raining down Katyusha rockets into a town called Sderot and other areas of Israel. The public was screaming for a response. These came down daily, hit schools, killed people. Defense Minister Peretz from the Dovish Labor Party seemingly turned a deaf ear, even though he lives in Sderot. Just 1 year ago exactly, Ariel Sharon was Prime Minister of Israel, and he carried out the expulsion, the forcing out of the Jews from Gaza. It was a huge mistake. We covered that mistake here on The Voice of One Witness, and we do have articles posted on our webpage on how terrible this mistake of giving up Gaza was. First of all, it was a mistake because Gaza is a part of God's promised land to Israel. The biblical proof is as follows. Do you have something to write down these scriptures on? Because I'm just going to read them to you and pass on. Genesis 15, 18 through 21. Genesis 26, 1 through 6. And here, Gerar is Gaza. Joshua 13, 1 through 3, Joshua 14, 1 and 2, Joshua 15, 20, and 47. Most of all, giving up Gaza and pushing Jews out was a mistake because God said that after he brought the Jews back home, they were not to be uprooted. I'm going to read you this passage from Amos 9, verse 14. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. The Jews of Gaza wore orange bracelets, which said that Jews shall not uproot or pull up Jews. However, they did. Joel 3 gives a strong warning to those who divide Israel. God says, after he brings home the Jews, verse 2, I will gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. That means Jehovah shall judge. And I will indict them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and my land they divided. Doing these things is not without consequence. So most of all, giving up Gaza was a mistake because God said not to do it. However, it was a huge mistake strategically. Military leaders knew it. General Moshe, or by his nickname Bugi Ya'alon, was chief of staff in Israel. During the time when Sharon announced that he was going to give up Gaza. As the chief of staff, he was over all the combined Israeli defense forces. He knew that it was a terrible mistake to give up Gaza. The defense minister came and fired him in the middle of the night. Earlier this year, I met General Boogie Ya'alon in Florida, where he was the main speaker, and I was giving an introductory prayer and some remarks. Before we went out to the main meeting, we sat in the back and talked a bit, and we were allowed to ask him questions. I asked General Ya'alon, how was it to be fired by Sharon? Actually, I think I said to him, dismissed by Sharon. He was taken aback by the question a little bit, and the Jews that were in the room said later to me, Billy Brim, you have chutzpah. But I didn't mean it to come across as having chutzpah. It's just that we had so admired Sharon and so admired his strong stand for the nation and all he'd done through the years and God's bringing back Israel. And we were shocked when he turned to this terrible mistake of giving up the Gaza Strip and pushing Jews out. And so I really wanted to know, and I asked General Ya'alon, how did it feel when General Sharon, I was thinking whom you've worked under, whom you followed for years in battle, how did it feel when he fired you in the middle of the night? He looked at me, taken aback just a moment, and said, you know, when you work for someone and you differ with what they're doing strongly, and you know that you're going to say something about it, you know also that you run the risk of being fired, dismissed. Then he paused a bit and he said, but you know, for the first time in months, I was able to sleep nights. And so, with the chief of staff gone and his own appointees put in, they forged ahead with pushing the Jews out of Gaza. I went to Gaza four times after Sharon announced that he was going to push them out. We have articles on our web page where you can read about how I thought this was a terrible mistake, and I wrote one article weeping as I watched them being removed. Now, that mistake has borne the terrible fruit of the election of a Hamas-controlled terrorist government in Gaza. Gaza has, since the Jews have been out, imported weapons. Even, it is said, Al-Qaeda has a cell in Gaza. Now, Al-Qaeda is Sunni, Hamas is Shia. Hamas, unbeknownst to Israel, they pulled off a real military wonder. They dug a long tunnel under the border and June 28th attacked an Israeli army outpost and soldiers and kidnapped one Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit. This took time. The tunnel was long. This is something they must have done undercover. Ronnie Levy, our friend, said they must have done it with a teaspoon for us not to see them or watching them do that. But you can do a lot of things when you're in Gaza with no one in there to watch you. And then on July 12th, another front broke out in Lebanon. July 12th, that's a very interesting date on the Hebrew calendar. It is the month of Tammuz. This year it was the month of Tammuz in Israel. And the fast of Tammuz is one of the saddest days on the Jerusalem calendar. Today, this year, that fell on July 12th when Lebanon attacked them. But July 12th, what happened on that date in the Bible? In the Bible, on the 17th of Tammuz, the first time that it ever came up was when Moses came down the mountain with the tablets written by God, and he found the people worshiping the golden calf. Of course, you know what happened after that. Also, other things have happened on that day throughout history that have been sad for the Jews. And the rabbis say that the golden calf incident opened the door to so many other things. There's a period of time called a three-week mourning time for Israel, and it comes between the 17th of Tammuz, a fast time, and goes into the 9th of the month of Av. The first thing that ever happened in the Bible on the 9th of Av was when the spies returned from spying out the land. Moses had sent the spies into the land. They returned with an evil report, and the congregation of Israel received that evil report. And then thereafter, they were destined to roam 40 years in the wilderness. That's the first thing that happened on the 9th of Av. Terrible things have happened in the Israeli history on the 9th of Av. Both of their temples were destroyed on the 9th of Av. The first temple Solomon's Temple and the Second Temple, which was destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans, Solomon's Temple having been destroyed by the Babylonians. On the 9th of Av, this terrible date, also the Jews were kicked out of Spain. They were kicked out of England on that date, and also World War I began on the 9th of Av. World War I eventually evolved into World War II, and World War II evolved into the terrible Nazis and the Holocaust that affected the Jews so much. So there was a 3-week warning period that we've just lived through here in this time that started on July 12th and it ended on the 9th of Av. Now, last year on the 9th of Av, actually it wasn't exactly the same dates last year, but it was in August. A year before that, in fact, 15 months before that, the Sharon government announced that they were going to push the Jews out of Gaza. They picked a date. The date turned out to be the 9th of Av. Quickly, they knew that was a big-time mistake. And so they rectified the matter to begin the pushing out of the Jews just after the 3-week mourning period, and they pushed them out just after the 9th of Av. Well, lots of things have happened during that time, terrible things. Gaza has become a terrorist headquarters, a place for terrorist activity, a place for training terrorists, a place where terrorists have attacked Israel. Weapons have been brought in. And even in the life of Ariel Sharon, he's no longer the prime minister. And his successor, Ehud Olmert, has been left with his government to handle the things that have been coming up. On the Fast of Tammuz this year, July 12th, Lebanon, another front broke out in Lebanon. And tomorrow, we are going to look at just exactly what is behind this. What is the history of Lebanon? What caused Lebanon to be a place that the Hezbollah could work inside it? What caused that beautiful Lebanon, and Beirut was at one time called the flower of the Middle East, what caused it to become the place of Hezbollah, of Iran, of a puppet state even for Iran and Syria? We'll look at this tomorrow, and we'll look at things that are happening in the light of Bible prophecy. You can get this week's broadcast, What in This World is Going on CD or cassette tape. The CD is $6, the cassette tape is $5. Just contact us and let us know which one you want. You can write P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. We invite you to be back with us, and don't forget to tune in to the webcast. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.